7. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. I am so excited about this one. We're looking at a series on the character of Jesus. Today we come to part 70, and this one, the character we're looking at is self-acceptance. If you like to turn with your Bible, if you're actually looking at your Bible right now, if you're not, doesn't matter, I'll read it to you. 2 Corinthians and the 12th chapter, we're going to go today from verse 7, and it says this. This is Paul talking to the Corinthian church, and it's his second letter. He says, "Even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, so to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from being proud. Three times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, 'My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness.' So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weaknesses and in the insults and hardships, persecutions and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Beloved, we're looking at self-acceptance. You see, Paul was given a thorn in his flesh. We don't know what that thorn in his flesh was. We've got no recollection of it. We have no idea what that was. It was something that annoyed him, that bugged him enough that he prayed three times for the Lord to take it away. And three times the Lord's response was the same. And he said, "My grace is sufficient for you." Now, quite often that's all we hear. When I've heard preaches on this, I've just heard, "My grace is all you need. My grace is sufficient for you." That's it. As they say in French, point à la ligne, which means new paragraph. That's all it is. My grace is all you need. But the Lord said more. And this is what he says. "My power works best in weakness." My power works best in weakness. Beloved, when you look at yourself in the mirror and you see who you are, what do you see? When you look in that mirror, what do you see? I know a few people that don't even have a mirror in their house. I'm thinking of one woman specifically who I've been speaking to for years. She does not have a mirror in her house because still she does not accept who she is. She's a Christian, she loves the Lord, but still will not accept who she is. You see, when we look in the mirror, what do we see? Do we see a reflection of who we are, or do we see a reflection of what we look like? Wow. Wow. That is so, so, so profound. Let me say that again. Do we see a reflection of who we are, or do we see a reflection of who we look like? Thank you, Father, for that. That is amazing revelation. Is that what we see? What do we see? When I look in the mirror, I can honestly say this. I see a reflection of who I am. Not of what I look like. That doesn't matter anymore. Well, I'm old now, so it doesn't. In my younger days, I used to look at who I was, but I used to look really at what I look like. You see, beloved, it's important we get to grips with this, because it's no good just looking in the mirror and seeing what we look like, because there's so, so much more to who we are. So much more to who we are than what we look like. You see, the world looks at us and sees what we look like. But the Lord looks at us and sees who we are. Hallelujah and glory to God. I love that. I love that so much, to know that my Lord and my Savior looks at who I am. You see, by various ways and means, if we eat too much or we don't do any physical exercise, then we start to look out of shape and we look a bit of a mess. But that's what we're looking at if we look at that picture, that reflection of what we look like. But if we look beneath that, cut beneath that, we begin to see who we are, if we are willing to accept who we are. That is the whole point of this. You see, Paul had this thorn in his flesh. So sometimes if he looked in the mirror, he might see that thorn in the flesh and not who he was. But God kept saying to him, "My grace is all you need." He kept saying to him, "Paul, listen to me. My grace is all you need. And you know what? My power works best in weakness." We are all weak, beloved. We all sin, and all of us fall short. Yet in our weakness, with Almighty God, we can strive in our weakness. Because then, with Him, we become strong. Our weakness is turned from a negative into a positive, and we become strong. God made us, beloved. He knit us together in our mother's womb. And it's absolutely vital that we understand who we are in Christ Almighty. Because you see, if we take God out of the equation, then we're looking at a different set of parameters here. Because if we are weak, we remain weak. And that's the way it is. Beloved, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't like what you see, then ask yourself this question: what can I do to change the way I look? But if you're looking in the mirror and you're seeing you as God sees you, that's a different kettle of fish. Then we need to look at another parameter. Does God like what He sees? And if He doesn't, how do we need to change that? Well, I believe for God to like us who we are, who we really are inside, you know what we need to do? We need to pray and say, "Father, show us the way. Show us what we can do. Show us what we can do, Almighty God, to change our situation." You know, I was thinking, before I started to bring this message, I was thinking about a woman called Susan Boyle, who came to fame in 2009 when she went on a talent show. And believe you me, if she looked in the mirror, she would not have liked very much what she saw, because that's what everybody else said. They didn't like what she saw, what they saw. And in fact, the judges, when she walked onto the stage, were not looking at who she was. They were looking at what she looked like. And then she stood before the microphone and began to sing like an angel. And I can see Simon Cowell's face now as his face dropped. And he heard this sound come from her mouth. And it all changed. Susan Boyle is now an international star. She sings the world over. And in money terms, she's now a multi-millionaireess. Well, whoopee-dee, that doesn't matter. You see, what people now see when they see Simon Ball, and I'm talking from a world point of view, they see something completely different because of the talent she has, because of the voice she has. They no longer look at her from the outside. but they begin to look at her on the inside. God Almighty always looks at you on the inside, but you look at you on the outside. We need to change that, and we need to allow the Lord God Almighty to come into our hearts and into our lives to change our perception of us, so that we can begin to see us as God Almighty sees us and how He made us. Father God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that those who want to respond to this message, Lord, and want to begin to see themselves in the way that You see them, I pray in Jesus' name that You would flood our hearts with Your love and a revelation of who we are, so that in our weakness, Lord, because of You, we can be strong. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we give You honor, and we give You power, and we give You praise as we worship Your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.